to four. Wrapping up the big. That's the.
Vous aimez la musique? Puis l'heure suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.
What's happening, loved ones? Thank you so much for coming by. My name is Johnny Scott Gramercy. I'll be your selector for this evening. I got my good buddy Nick over there in the booth making me sound pretty, my brother in arms. Buddy Kirk sitting over here, hiding in the corner. What's up, Kirk?
How you doing, dude?
Good, good. Tonight I got some music for you guys. I'm going to play some Blonde Redhead, some La La La's. Amigo the Devil. He's got something new coming out pretty soon. First, I'm going to start you off, as I do so many times, with the band Man Man out of Philadelphia. This tune's called The Ballad of Butterbeans. It's out on Anti Records. The record's called Rabbit Habits. Thank you so much.
hotel paradise. This is what I told him as I gazed into his eyes. Rooms were made for carpets, towers made for spires. Ships were made for cannonade to fire off from inside them. Camptown ladies never sang hallelujah. No, no, no. Camptown ladies never sang hallelujah. No, no, no. Stephen Foster at the Hotel Paradise. This is what I told him as I gazed into his eyes. Ships were made for sinking, whiskey made for drinking. If we were made of cellophane, we'd all get stinking drunk much faster. Camptown ladies never sang all that you had. No, no, no.
Zippers, and coming up, we got the Cato Salsa Experience. Enjoy, loved ones. Out of Oslo, Norway. Interesting, right? Some good, righteous, sloppy clatter. Before that, we heard the Squirrelnut Zippers with a ghost of Stephen Foster. And it's off the perennial favorites record out on Mammoth Records. A few years ago, like 97, 98. And of course, starting it off was Madman with the Ballad of Butterbeans. Some good face-off music right here. What's going on, my man?
Eating jelly beans like a boss?
Yeah.
Johnny brought us jelly beans. Even brought the engineer jelly beans.
Yeah. And gummy worms.
You were a hospitable host, sir.
Yes, sir. I enjoy the cheap candies, the orange wedges.
The Impulse 7-Eleven buy.
Yes, sir. Anything with the word gummy in the title, kind of into it.
That's a whole other conversation we have.
Yes, I got a good show tonight for you. I got a good playlist. On the next set, I'm going to start you off with Amigo the Devil, who's a cat I just found out about. I went to go see the Disgustingtons over at Scotland Yard Pub, and before him played this cat, Amigo the Devil. And he's got a self-released EP out right now called Manimals, and I'm going to play a track called Dahmer Does Hollywood. But also, he's got something new. Tuesday,
I think. Drops Tuesday, according to his website.
Yeah, and it's called Diggers. D-I-G-G-E-R-S. Diggers, like a grave digger. February 19th, there it is. He's got a new EP available for download. Amigo the Devil. He's got a ton of videos and downloads. If you go to his website, amigothedevil.com. And he'll be playing Friday, March 8th, down in San Diego at the Che Cafe. I'm going to follow that tune up with X, Hungry Wolf. It's a classic. Doesn't really need much explanation by me. Speaks for itself. Has its own legs.
X does not need an explanation. I saw what you did there.
And then after that, some Blonde Redhead with A Cure. That's a good old track from New York band Blonde Redhead. And did you know the two guys in Blonde Redhead are twins?
I did not.
Yeah. It's true.
Worst twins ever.
That's from the record Melody of Certain Damaged Lemons. That's out on Touch and Go Records. I'll follow it up with the Black Keys, 10 Cent Pistol from their brother's record, 2010. You know, Black Keys, man, they really can't seem to catch a break, can they? Yeah, loved ones, don't forget, Amigo the Devil, coming up right now.
Take a few dudes from the bar, take them home with me. This night is gonna end horribly for someone. The tick is just talking away. I don't understand what it's trying to say. I think it says, oh, drive my car like I stole it. Drink at the bar like I own it. And every dime spent is worth looking good. That's Hollywood. And you know that she would. Far too drunk to stay awake at his funeral, but that's alright, cause I left Milwaukee behind for this refreshing town with this refreshing meat. Meet me down by the bar. We'll go and take this drink out to the stars.
to think twice about who I recruited. There wasn't any fame, no one knew my name. I was so secluded, baptized in bloody water. I'll make you famous one way or another. So you should start to undress and just try a little less, and I'll drill in your head what you need to be the king of this goddamn city.
just like me.
Love.
dogs crawled back in their holes. The couple screamed, but it was far too late. A jealous heart did retaliate. She
touch them. Mm-hmm. 10 Cent Pistol, that was off of their brother's record from 2010. Oh, by the way, the bad music that you hear behind me, as well as a little bit earlier, is a band called Diego's Umbrella. San Francisco band, sort of ambassadors to like a multi-ethnic but kind of gypsy style. Their self-released record is called Kung Fu Palace. And they're playing, been at the end of the month in San Francisco and Sacramento. Skipping LA.
Again.
But Diego's Umbrella. And the one you hear right now behind me is called The Revenge of Wilmot. Hey, Kirk, I think there's some art events that you should know about.
I would love to know about art events. I was just thinking about that, actually.
Were you?
Okay. Yeah.
Well, thank God I have some papers with some announcements.
I have two wishes left.
coming up, let's see, February 16th, starting February 16th, which passed all the way up to March 23rd, is I Believe in Unicorns 2. Is at the WWA Gallery over there in the Beverly Hills West Side area on Culver Boulevard in Culver City, California. WWA Gallery's Much Love Anti-Doom and Gloom exhibit, I Believe in Unicorns, gallops back into town on Rainbow Hooves. And that continues all the way up to March 23rd. Bursting with all the saccharine, sweet, and fantastical happiness that over 50 fine artists, illustrators, animators and sculptors can dream up. I Believe in Unicorns 2, D-O-O, is an over-the-top celebration of enchantment and wonder. The one that you need and crave in a world filled with cynicism and despair. Like I say, that's over at the WWA Gallery over on 9517 Culver Boulevard in Culver City, California. For more information, you can contact the gallery at www.wwagallery.com. Shh is the name of a show. It's running now until February 26th. It's an exploration on the power of things left unsaid. Miss Christine Wu is a certified practitioner of the arts and a general awesome maker. Stylistically, her work is multi-layered and creepy, and there's some sexual overtones. She often depicts people in flux, capturing the vulnerability of growing up, beautiful in a semi-erotic, sometimes slightly surreal sort of pose. I've seen her work. It is laced with eroticism, not overtly, but small little gestures, you know, finger in the mouth, stuff like that. But there is sort of a surrealism involved, you know, the way she layers the images and stuff. I really highly recommend it.
Just needs to take off his pants.
You can catch that over the Lelos de Jesus Gallery.
How he feels about
you guys already know where that is. That's at 4633 Hollywood Boulevard. In Los Angeles, California, between Vermont and Hillhurst. For more information, you can contact the gallery directly at www.leluzdejesus.com. LeluzdeJesus.com. Jorge Kramer has got a show coming up called Stylistic Austerity, and that's running February 23rd to March 14th, and that's over at the Bruce Laurie Gallery at 2736 North La Cienega. Hey, loved ones, I'm going to start you off with a little Bob Dylan here. Tell Old Bill from the Bootleg Series, Volume 8. Enjoy, please.
The river whispers in my ear. I've hardly a penny to my name. The heavens never seem so near. And all my body glows with flame. The tempest struggles in the air. To myself alone I sing. It could sink me then and there. I can hear the echo ring. I try to find one smiling face to drive the shadow from my head. I'm stranded in this nameless place, lying restless in a heavy bed. Tell me straight out, if you will, why must you torture me? Why must you come from your hand and throw my fate to the clouds and wind? Far away in a silent land, secret thoughts are hard to bear. Remember me, you'll understand. Emotions we can never share. You traveled on me as you passed.
bouger sur l'herbe de l'été. Il est tard, on entend chanter des amoureux et des oiseaux. On entend chuchoter le vent dans la campagne. On entend chanter la montagne. J'ai ta main dans ma main, je joue avec tes doigts. J'ai mes yeux dans tes yeux, et partout l'on ne voit que la nuit, belle nuit, que le ciel merveilleux, qui fleurit tour à tour, tendre et mystérieux. Viens plus près, mon amour, ton cœur contre mon cœur, et dis-moi qu'il n'est pas de plus charmant bonheur que ses yeux dans le ciel, que ce ciel dans tes yeux, que ta main qui joue avec ma main. Je ne sais rien de toi, tu ne sais rien de moi, nous ne sommes que deux vagabonds, toi fille et moi, moi mauvais garçon. Ta robe est déchirée, je n'ai plus de maison, je n'ai plus que la belle saison. Et ta main dans ma main qui joue avec mes doigts. J'ai mes yeux dans tes yeux, et partout l'on ne voit que la nuit, belle nuit, que le ciel merveilleux, qui fleurit tour à tour, tendre et mystérieux. Viens plus près, mon amour, ton cœur contre mon cœur, et dis-moi qu'il n'est pas de plus charmant bonheur que ses yeux dans le ciel, que ce ciel dans tes yeux, que ta main qui joue avec ma main.
Charles Trenet, going into A La La's. They're playing First Fridays at the California Natural History Museum on March 1st. Los Angeles' own A La La's. great record, Where Did the Night Fall from 2010. What a great record that was. Collaborations with Nick Cave and Josh Homme and a bunch of other artists. What a great record that was. Before that, we heard the A La La's, Tell Me What's On Your Mind, and that's from the album, or the EP rather, of the same name. It was out last April on the Innovative Leisure label. There's a bit of electricity in there here tonight. New show setting up called The Static Age. You can check out Joe Jughead, Mike T, an organ donor. They're going to be playing the some punk, some metal, some French cabaret. And they're going to be on every Sunday at 10 o'clock. And I'm really looking forward to this. They're setting up right now. Very electric. Electric in this room right now.
It's all the vinyl. There's a lot of vinyl right next to me, and it's kind of sexy right now.
When you fall for that show, as I know you will, and if you like this show, and if you like any of the other shows here at SkidRowStudios.com, like the Hot Box or Los Angeles Nista, just remember you can find those on the iTunes podcast list, and you can click that little subscribe button. Also, check out the Skid Row Studios app at the good old iPhone App Store, Skid Row Studios, and that way you can always keep up with all the fine programming here provided by Mr. Jeremy and Nick over there in the booth. Anyway, loved ones, I wanted to thank you so much. This has been another fine show. You can always email me at johnnygramercy@gmail.com. That is johnnygramercy@gmail.com, and I will see you next Sunday, 9 o'clock. Thanks so much, Kirk, for sitting in.
Thanks for letting me hang out, dude. I appreciate it.
All right, man. And have a good week, loved ones. Bye now.
Suivante devrait être d'importance pour vous. S'il vous plaît, écoutez comme Johnny Scott Gramercy joue de la musique pour vous, Suckers.